Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. I'm getting ready to launch a new series either late summer or early fall called Spirit at Work. We're going to explore the nuances of integrating your faith, your spiritual life, into how you lead. There are going to be guests from different fields and from different faiths who are going to share how they bring spirit to their work. I'm doing this series because of several conversations that I've had recently. One was with a Texas physician. He and I were talking about a leadership program that he was in. He told me he didn't feel comfortable talking with the group about his beliefs. I probed a little deeper, and he told me he felt that his cohort in this program was very left-leaning and that his Christian beliefs would be unwelcome. He explained why he doesn't support gun control legislation. He explained it to me. He never explained it to them. But it was a really interesting story. He grew up in a country where violence was the norm, corruption reigned, and terror was just a way of life. He talked about the fear that he and his family grew up with and how now being able to have a firearm gives him a sense of security. As we kept talking, the subject of abortion came up. He said that the group he was in this leadership program was very pro-choice, or in his mind and in his worldview, very pro-abortion. I learned so much from him when he explained that being a Catholic, being a Christian, and being a physician, he felt strongly that all life is sacred and should be protected. As he shared his story, I have to tell you, I got a little sad. How awful it must have been to be in a learning cohort for several months and not feel comfortable sharing all of who you are with them. They missed out on a lot of learning because he didn't feel that his story and his views were welcome. And he missed out. He missed out on being able to thoughtfully articulate his views, on being able to represent his values. He couldn't bring his spirit to work. There have been a few other conversations that have made me know we need to explore this topic. A young Muslim woman asked me how she could engage in professional networking when she doesn't drink. She said she often wanted to share her faith's beliefs about alcohol with her colleagues, but she was uncomfortable. She didn't want to share with the aim of converting people to Islam. She wanted to share so that people could get to know her better, and she wanted to know more about them. But she felt really uncomfortable bringing all of who she is to work. She also felt like the current political climate limited her ability to approach her colleagues and even her work with authenticity. One of my nieces shared a story that's to the far other extreme. She works in a small office of a family-owned company with people who come from multiple faith traditions. One of her coworkers is constantly working to convert them to his belief system. He invites them to church repeatedly, even when they make it clear that they're never coming. When they're in work settings, he finds ways to bring up his religion and what people should do and how they should do it because of his beliefs. He probably thinks he's bringing spirit to work, and he may be, but his strategies are very off-putting. I believe there are healthy ways to bring spirit to work without offending, alienating, or hurting people. We're going to talk with real people about what they're doing to promote bridge building between and among colleagues. We'll go deeper on this throughout the series, but for now, I just want to share a few ideas. First things first, if you want to enhance spirituality at work, pay attention to how you treat people. I don't care what your faith, religion, or belief system is. A component of it has to be treating other people with respect and love. So your question for yourself is, how am I treating people? How am I treating people? How is that reflecting my spirit at work? Second, you got to understand that there are many paths and many beliefs. While I hold my Christian beliefs very, very, very dearly, and they're what guides me, that is not true of everyone. Recognizing the beliefs of others is essential. And there are so many possibilities for learning and growth when we open ourselves up to knowing, and I mean really knowing about others. If you listen to my podcast, you know how much I stress values alignment. The third point to remember is to be sure that you work in an environment where the dominant values align with your own. What we do is we create internal discontent and dissonance when we're in environments where our values are out of place. This makes it very difficult to bring spirit to work. Fourth thing that's worth trying is to find and connect with others who share your spiritual beliefs. Being connected, deeply connected, enables us to have a sense of security and to reduce isolation. It also opens the door for celebrating your beliefs with others. Fifth and finally, discourage and eliminate fear. In that first example of the physician, he was afraid to share who he was. Same thing with the Muslim woman. She was afraid to share who she is. As a leader, you have to find ways to create a trusting and mutually supportive environment. Fear keeps people from flourishing. Invite people to bring their whole selves to work. Develop leadership practices that encourage people to be their best selves. I'm really looking forward to this Spirit at Work series. We're all going to learn. We're all going to grow from hearing different voices, hearing different aspects of the role of spirituality in the work world. I hope that you'll join me for every single episode of Spirit at Work. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichael Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.